Hello, today is the 27th of September 2021 and I am here with Callum McPherson for today's energy market update. How are you doing today, Callum?
Very good. Yourself?
Yeah, pretty good. Thank you. Not too bad. So Brent reached a high of over $79 per barrel this morning. Why did this happen and what is the significance of this move?
Well, there's a mixture really of positive fundamental and market technical reasons. On the demand side, we had news that the US is lifting travel restrictions on European travel to the US. That's really very significant because the aviation industry is the key area of oil demand that is still significantly disrupted. We really need aviation to recover in order for oil demand to get back to sort of pre-pandemic levels. Although demand has been picking up and things have been reopening, it's regionally in Europe and regionally in the US, the connection between the two hasn't really been there. So this is big news. Then we have on the supply side, we have the continuing disruption from Hurricane Ida. It probably now looks like if we average the disruption over the course of the month, it's probably going to be something like 1 million barrels per day of disruption over the course of September. And so that's very, very significant. I mean, if you can compare that to the rate of increases that OPEC Plus have been putting into the markets, which is around 400,000 barrels per day per month, it's over 2 months' worth of additional OPEC Plus supply. And then on top of that, of course, we've got the continuing story of the high gas and electricity prices in many parts of the world, and that is going to encourage switching from gas to oil. Those are the fundamental drivers. And then on the technical side, we have now broken the downtrend from July. We've broken the high of July. And most significant of all, we've broken the long-term downtrend from 2008.
Okay, and where might the market go from here then?
In terms of the recovery from the low of last year and the depths of COVID, the market is, Brent has been inside quite a broad upward sloping trend channel. And that currently ranges from about $69 up to $92 per barrel. So it is quite a wide range. And if we project that forward to the end of this year, we get something like $78 up to over $100 per barrel. But within that, $80 per barrel, the figure would be an extremely significant level. It's not too far away. But really going back further then, in terms of highs, there's really nothing until 2008 when we set a high of $86.74 per barrel. So I think those are the near-term ones to look out for next.
All right, and what are speculators doing? Do they have appetite to drive the market higher?
Well, the speculators, of course, have been adding long positions. They've been increasing bets that the market will go up as the market has been rallying. But if we look at exchange data of managed money positions, we can see that actually Brent longs are not at particularly significant levels. They're not even back to the highs of July, for example. And if we look at the situation in the US market with WTI, we see that long positions are even further below July levels. So that suggests to me there is actually scope to push the market higher if speculators want to continue to get behind it.
And are there any dangers for this rally?
Well, yes, so certainly the main one perhaps at the moment is the possibility of contagion resulting from whatever happens over the fallout from Evergrande. And we don't really know how that's going to play out yet, but I mean, that's certainly a danger for the market. I mean, if you look at the S&P 500, for example, which had quite a sharp sell-off a couple of weeks ago, we're now back heading towards all-time highs again. So I think if there was some contagion from whatever happens ultimately with Evergrande, then we could see oil markets follow equity markets lower if there was a sharp correction. On top of that, I think looking further ahead, the fundamental picture for 2022, as we've said many times, is not looking so strong at all. In fact, serious risk of oversupply. So I think that's certainly not another danger looking into the future.
Thank you, Callum. We'll chat again next week. And thank you for tuning in to yet another episode of Investec Weekly Energy Update with Callum McPherson. If you would like to discuss any of the contents of the podcast, please do drop Callum an email on callum.mcpherson@investec.co.uk or visit investec.com/commodities. Until next time, thank you.